Social Blend is in partnership with Goalie Gummies. It's simple, it's delicious, it's Goalie.
Hi everyone!
Welcome to Social Blend. I'm George.
And I'm Gracie.
Before this, we were just saying how we felt like we just recorded.
Because we literally recorded on Friday.
Yeah, literally. Well, you know, but we can't, that is so true.
I know. And we can't record this Friday because it's somebody's birthday.
Yeah, so Aries season is in full effect. My birthday is this Friday. I am excited. I always feel like so sad on my birthday, but I'm actually pumped up because last year on my birthday, it was such a nice day. It was 85 out. So I decided to go to the beach. Yes. And I went all alone, just on my own. And it's gorgeous. I tell everybody, I said, please take your day, your birthday, and do something on your own. It doesn't always have to be with people. And literally, it's so gorgeous. Through the years, I've done it's the best. Through the years.
Oh, yeah. It was really nice because.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It was so nice. It was really warm. Yes.
And then, oh, my God, that Friday after your birthday was the one where my ex broke his leg.
Oh my gosh.
Because it was nice as fuck. And that's why we were in the city.
Right. That's why everyone's out. And isn't that. I think you invited me out that night. I want to say, I think you were you want to come with us? And I was oh, I can't. And I forgot why. It's probably because I spent too much money. And I'm you're not going anywhere.
I'm literally so broke right now. I'm I cannot believe how disgustingly broke I am.
It's scary. It's scary because I buy groceries. I get my own gas. A lot of the things it's on my own and it's insane. So I could only imagine how these people are doing with families. It's wild.
Oh my God. Well, the family I babysit for does pretty well. So they're fine, but that's not a normal case.
Right. You know what I mean? It's not a normal case. It's crazy. But,
Michael.
I know, I heard him. But so for this year I'm hoping to do the beach again. It was just nice. I got to lounge on the beach, then I went to a cute little restaurant. I ate. It was just very
What beach did you go to?
Belmore.
Okay. What restaurant did you go to?
I went to, oh my God, if I'm gonna remember, it was
I'm literally scrolling to see it when I invited you to go out.
The funny thing is, because it was that night then.
Because remember, that's how I found, me scrolling through our text that one time is how I found out that you had invited me to James Kennedy.
Yes, that's right.
Remember that? Yes. And where was I instead? I was somewhere. We don't remember.
Shit, I forgot. I literally I don't know what I did yesterday. And so it's but yes. Oh my God, that's so funny. So I'm excited. We'll see. My birthday, it's always I always get sad on my birthday, but this year I'm definitely going to change that. Hopefully.
Good. We're rewriting the narrative. We are not getting sad. We're not crying on our birthdays this year.
Yeah. My mom also told me when I was a kid, I also was really sad on my birthday.
Yeah. You said that last time. Okay, George, you said that last time. So
did I really? Oh my God, I'm crazy. Okay.
Also, Mercury is in retrograde right now.
Yeah, it's that. It's that. And
but it's been in
while.
It's been in retrograde since April 1st. And I have to say, since April 1st, things have been going pretty well for me. Today was kind of I felt like shit all day.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just a blip. It's just a little glitch in the matrix. It's literally fine. I'm doing incredible.
Yeah. It could also be good though. It doesn't mean it has to always be chaos.
Literally
it,
knock on wood. Here we go.
Yeah. No, really, because you need it. After everything you've been through. But
I fucking need it. But bitch.
I will say, though, guys, on a side note, if I do sound like sleepy, I think I have a fucking flare up again with Lyme's disease. And I am so upset about it.
Oh, my God. I know.
Wait,
I did not invite you out that night.
Ooh.
It must have been a different night.
Maybe it was another night. Or what about Snapchat? I don't know. Because I feel like all my friends, I will message you. I will, like, talk to you on Instagram, text you on the on your phone, and then also, like, Snapchat
you. I'll be Snapchatting you. Yeah, no, yeah. Exactly. Me too.
But I don't know. But, yeah, so maybe it was, like, around that time. I don't know. But yeah, so I might have a freaking flare-up of Lyme's disease. I'm so upset. Last night, I felt it. My whole body got achy. And
I found it. I invited you out the weekend after.
Oh, okay.
And the weekend after he broke his leg, and you said, OMG, wait, I would have loved to, but I'm visiting grandparents, LOL.
Oh,
and I said, rip. And then the next thing is this video from May 1st when you were literally drinking the queso and on the border. It's literally so fun because I would do the exact same thing. That queso is so good. It's like...
Guys, that queso was really top tier, and I'm vegan, so I can't have it anymore. But when I tell you, I remember the taste, but the fact that I was eating it like that,
drinking it? Sorry, yes. You weren't eating it. You were drinking that bitch.
I was drinking that shit. Oh yes. My gosh. Wow. And I had no shame. Michael. I just did it.
Okay. So let's talk about your Lyme's disease flare up. I'm sorry. Yes. I just had to wrap that up so we could be done.
Yeah, that's fine.
Also, Michael wants to be involved for a second.
Michael is so vocal today. Oh. And he's a little boy that just sleeps all day. He looks in the mirror and cries.
He screams at the mirror. You know he's up to no good. Woo. He's getting crazy. Yeah.
Should we just sing the whole podcast? Like,
oh my God, give us a recording deal and a podcast contract. Come on, bitch.
And when I woke up, I had Lyme's disease. I was so achy.
It was a flare up. We are not okay today.
No, so I'm going and normally ups and downs. I
will say, yeah, same. And normally I'll be like, yeah, we're perfectly fine, but today we're literally not okay. We're not okay. Yeah. We're not okay today.
No, I'm like this is the episode where we cry or sing.
But can no last dose, baby.
But yes, yeah,
so, Taco Bell.
Live Mas, yes. Oh my God. But yeah, so that's what's been going on with me. And it just started last night. Last night I felt it. I was like, oh shit. At first I'm like, are you getting sick? Cause my whole body was achy. So I took a little NyQuil, NyQuil. Next morning, still felt the same. I'm like,
oh my God, wait, I have such a funny bit for NyQuil. I was dating this guy for a little bit in December, like end of November, December.
Yeah.
And he had bronchitis, like, in the middle of us dating. And we would be, like, texting during the day or whatever. And then it would be, like, nighttime and it'd be time to go to bed. And he would be like, I'm going to take NyQuil and I have to go to bed because I feel so sick. And I was like, okay, you're going NyQuil mode. And then I sent him the gif of Squidward, like, doing that, like, wiggly dance. You know what I'm talking about,
yes,
right?
Yes.
You guys know.
Yes.
And so then, like, every time when we would be texting from then on out and he was going to take NyQuil, he would just send me the gif. And I was like, okay, got it. Good night.
You know, yeah. That is so fun. I love that.
I know. It was really funny. Oh, he thought I was the most hilarious person he's ever met. And you know what, sir? You were correct.
He's right. He's absolutely right.
He's absolutely right. We have to agree.
Yes. But yeah, so... At the end of the day, I now have to go get blood work again and all that stuff just to see. So with Lyme's disease, if no one knows, I'm not going to, like, you know, die on this topic. But, like, it usually stays dormant in your body until there's a flare up. So it usually when it's been happening is around this time. When the season changes, I will get a flare up. So, like, September or October, I will get another flare up. That's just how it rolls. But
yeah.
So that's it. It's like, it's okay. It's manageable. Like today I went for a walk because I'm like, you need to move your body. So.
Right. And that's like a low impact thing that you can do.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's it. Little stuff like that. But I do still have to get blood work. I am going to make sure everything is okay.
Yeah.
And go from there. But literally I cried today. I was like crying because I was just like, I couldn't even lift like a piece of paper. Like it took everything in me to like lift paper up.
Oh, you should have called out. But I guess you took off on Friday. So like,
yes, whatever. Exactly. So it's like weird, but yeah. Also cause it was good. Like in the morning I was kind of okay. And then midday I was like, whoa, like I feel like I'm going to pass out. So whatever, but
yeah. Sorry. Yeah,
no, it's fine. It's like literally one of those things. I love it. Cause now it's my personality. So like I play the game.
No. And that's so totally fair. And I love that for you. Yeah. Okay. Well,
we have nice weather.
We have nice weather. Gorgeous. Today was probably the nicest it's going to be for like a week and a half.
Okay.
Oh, no. Until Monday. Monday's going to be nice, too. Oh. Like 76.
I think Friday. Isn't Friday supposed to be nice?
No, it's supposed to rain.
No!
I know. But it's going to be warm.
Yeah, I think it is going
to
be warm.
So at least it's not cold and rainy. At least it's warm and rainy, which isn't as terrible, to be honest. Yeah.
Yeah. That's fine.
No, I'm like really hoping that going into my spring break and like during my spring break, it's nice as hell. Cause like I need it.
Yeah. No.
Literally. And like, I still have to babysit, but I can sleep in.
Yes.
And I can, you know, a little, I'll probably have to like be around a little more for babysitting. Maybe we'll see what they want me to do.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. Hello. It's great.
The solar eclipse.
Oh my God, yes.
Didn't even talk about that. Oh my God.
Oh my God. Okay. Who had the glasses? I did. Did you?
I did. Of course. Yeah.
How'd you get them?
I almost didn't get the glasses.
How'd you get them?
And
well, I know I almost didn't get them either. And then like a teacher from another school in our building came to our door.
Yeah.
And she was like, do you guys need glasses? And I was like, oh my God. Yes.
Oh my God. Thank God. Literally same.
And so everybody got them. It was great.
Yes. My boss, literally, I was like saying, she was like, oh, enjoy the solar eclipse. And I was like, thank you. I was like, I just have to go find glasses now. And she's like, oh my God, I have extra pairs. And I'm like, thank God. So
I love that.
That's what we did. Yeah. But it was cool. It didn't get dark here though. I don't know about New York. I think New York was a little darker than in Jersey.
I know. I thought Jersey was a little darker.
Oh.
I don't know. I was outside like right at the peak time, like literally like a minute after.
Oh, okay.
I got off the train and I was like, I'm going to fucking look at this shit. And it was dark, but it wasn't that dark.
Okay.
It was very cool though.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. Like it was really cool to see that. And like, I don't, just the way it looked, it was awesome. Like it's something that we may never see again. So it's definitely cool to see. Until, what is it? 2044, I think, is the next one.
45.
Or 45. My God, we're going to be old.
I know.
And then last one.
I'm not going to be old.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm going to... No, I'm just kidding.
My face won't be old. I know that.
My face won't be old. Okay,
this
you guys.
Face is getting Botox.
Yes, exactly. Thank you, same. Once I can afford it, it's over.
Yes, same.
Over. Okay. Okay, you guys.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but as a child, I had Lunchables for lunch constantly.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was very picky and I liked fun food. You guys, Lunchables have obscene amounts of lead in them. Obscene amounts of lead.
Wild. Are they talking about the new Lunchables or are they talking about the original ones?
They're all like the same though. It's the same. It tastes exactly the same as it did back then. Because I've had one recently. I think I've had one in the past 365 days. I love a good Lunchable.
Yeah. Oh my God. I was dying for a Lunchable. I always loved the nacho ones. They were the best. Or the ham and cheese. Oh,
no, I loved the pizza one. No pepperoni.
Oh my God.
Just
the
pizza, please.
Yes. That was so good. But I used to steal it from my friend. So my friend, Daryl Shippey, if Daryl's watching, hey, Daryl. And she would not want to eat her food. She was never hungry. and she would throw it onto me. So I was eating Lunchables all the time when I was in school, but my mom would never get it for us. She refused.
Really? Good for Lunchables. You.
Yeah.
I think that's why I have brain damage. No, just kidding. That's the trauma.
Right. That's hi.
I'm really normal.
My tippies. I'm like, when in doubt, sing high heels on my tippies. And wait, what is this? Yeah, so that's insane though. So Lunchables have lead in it. And we've been eating it for all these years. Or decades.
Yeah, literally decades. Disgusting.
Disgusting. Yeah, it's wild. The last time I had it was, I'm going to say, when I was 22 or 21. One of those.
Yeah, I mean, I had one in the last 365 days, so I was either 27 or 28. So, like, it's fine.
Yeah, and that's fine. But, like, I'm vegan now, so it does, like, I can't have it.
You could have the bread and the crackers.
Oh, yeah, that's true. But
but why would you? Because it has lead.
Why would I? Yeah, it has lead in it now.
And someone had tweeted about it, and then someone else quote tweeted.
Yeah.
This finally explains why our generation invented situationships.
Yes. Yeah. That was incredible. Okay. Are we ready to go into a little reality TV time? Because we have not watched Vanderpump Rules.
Obviously, yeah, no, because it's on tonight, and we're doing this before it goes.
Literally, as we're filming this, it's on.
Yeah, so we're competing with. No, I'm just kidding. We're not, because this is not live.
And we're competing with Vanderpump motherfucking Rules. Okay.
Oh my God! Here. Adam texted me and Steph in a group chat today.
Yeah.
And he said, "My team channel in Slack at work has been talking about Vanderpump and Scandoval for the last 20 minutes." And I immediately texted back, and by immediately, I mean 9 minutes later, I said, in all caps, hell yeah.
Yeah, I love that. When it happened...
I'm going to text right now, and I'm going to be like, that's a major slay.
And then text him a photo of us, like...
Okay.
Like, just in a camera.
We got the shot.
Okay, good. I'm like,
do I need to do this still?
Do I need to do this still? But yeah, so recently Britney pays all the bills, allegedly.
Oh my God. Yeah, I sent this to George today. Yes. It says Britney Cartwright pays all the bills and shared home with Jax Taylor. I guess Jax's Studio City isn't doing that well.
Right. That's wild.
Or wherever the fuck that thing is.
Well, okay. Also, like, it's so hard to have a restaurant or bar nowadays, like, that is the last thing you want to go into. You know what I'm saying? Like, to have a bar or a restaurant, it's so hard. So, like, why are you taking all of your money? I mean,
but the people are drinking.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. All right.
Like, we're drinking.
Right. You're so true. Well, actually, I'm not tonight just because I'm scared of my limes, but...
Okay,
well... Is that the serve?
The Surge.
Oh,
it has more alcohol. It has more alcohol. I'm just having two, maybe four. Listen, I'm off tomorrow, okay?
Right. No, you're good to go. They have a really good one, the Surf line.
I don't like those.
Oh, you didn't? I love them.
You know which ones I really like that are very hard to find?
Yeah.
Now, they used to be everywhere. The lemonade ones are so good.
The lemon. Oh, yes. The White Claw lemonade.
Yes. Literally going on White Claw's website right now.
Everything you don't have anymore.
I need to know if they still make it. I have a text message.
Yeah, because they literally, they stopped two of your favorite flavors, right?
Well, they still make the tangerine. It's just in... like a big variety pack, like the 24 pack, which I'm never going to buy. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
Oh, George, there's a huge announcement on your birthday from White Claw, by the way.
Oh, it says on 4/12?
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, so they do still make the lemonade.
Okay.
But it's just hard to find now. And they used to make iced tea, but they discontinued the iced tea ones. They're making a tequila one.
Shut up. Oh, wow.
Shut
Oh,
up. Okay,
wow.
White Claw just won me over
Just
forever.
I am back on the White Claw gang.
Oh my
Because
God.
I'm gonna
Okay.
say it. Last year I was really loving those Trulies.
I know, but like they just have like that weird flavor.
They do. Yeah. I agree. Wow, that's actually incredible.
Wait, and White Claw's website hasn't updated that the tangerine one isn't available in that variety pack. That's crazy. Okay.
And there it
So it's
is.
fake news, I guess.
Yeah.
Maroon,
Wow.
whatever. Okay.
But at least we know.
I know.
Okay, stop right there. You know what I'm about to say, and you know what I'm about to spew, and it's all the truth. Goalie Gummy is that gummy. Goalie does so much for our bodies. They help with immune health, heart health, energy metabolism. Don't forget digestion, which is my favorite for the apple cider vinegar. But Goalie has now expanded into so much more. They have the ashwagandha gummies, the sleep gummies, the super fruit gummies, the super green gummies, which are my favorite. And they now have like a multivitamin. They have an energizer. So Goalie is so much more than just the apple cider vinegar that it once was. I want to help you be a part of our family at Goalie Gummies. So today, if you go to goalie.com, and use my promo code G Stillwell at checkout, which is GSTILWELL at checkout, you will get a percentage off. Now, here's the catch. Follow me on Instagram at George Stillwell underscore, and I will post weekly on a percentage that you could get off your Goalie gummies. It could be 5%, 10%, 20%, 30%, or more. So, you have to follow me to get these fun deals, but you will always get at least 10% off with my code. So, run, don't walk, as I always say, and get your Goalie gummies today.
They're
Every woman is holding
me. They're, oh. Woman,
Yeah.
falling me.
Okay. That's the mood for the J.
I'm obsessed
Look at
with
this
that.
butt. Ah, your butt's out. He's so mad.
Michael's like, enough. All right. Have you watched any more of Housewives of Potomac or?
Of course I have. And I
Ooh.
can see that Monique is starting to get a little spicy.
Yes. Wait, so what season and episode are you on?
So I'm on two. I
Okay.
think Karen, or maybe it's three. It's the like Karen and Ray. Like Ray was like not paying taxes. I know that.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, I don't know what season that is, but yeah.
Yeah, so that's I think two.
And then they were
Either two
accusing
or three.
Karen of like fucking her bodyguard or something with
Yes.
the
Oh
blue
my.
eyes.
Yes.
So,
Oh my
oh,
God,
excuse me.
incredible.
I never burp.
Oh my God, it's the White Claw.
That was fake. Crop it out. Take it out. I'm
Take
just kidding.
it.
I've never burped in my life.
I've never burped and I will never burp.
I've literally never burped.
Yeah, I'm so excited for you to go through this journey of Housewives of Potomac. It
I'm
is
obsessed with it. I
so
can't
many
wait to
ups
watch it
and
after
downs.
this.
I know. My gosh, I'm really excited. You almost make me want to watch old seasons
You
because
have to just rewatch it with me. Come on, catch
I
up.
know.
Let's
Should
go,
I just
bitch.
rewatch? Oh my gosh.
Yes. Wait, should I
Because
order
it's so.
dinner even though I'm broke, but I should eat something because my stomach is a mess?
That's literally me. I feel the same. I think I'm going to eat after this. I don't know what though. But I'm
Do you
also
want
like,
to Venmo me
so
$20?
crazy.
I'm just kidding. I can afford to do it. I just won't. Like,
Right. Yeah. You know your limits.
yeah.
And
If
food is the
someone
one.
paid for it, I'd do it.
Right. Food is the one thing that is so expensive. Like, we spend so much money on food
And alcohol.
and alcohol. Yes. But oh my gosh, I think, wait, remember it was season one. I don't know what episode when
Yeah.
Karen's like, people come for me all the time. They just don't know where I am. That is my favorite
It's no,
scene.
yes. I think that was that her tagline or whatever?
No. She was just fighting with Giselle.
Oh, yes.
in the backyard. And
so funny. So funny.
Obsessed. That is like my favorite line of all time. People come for me all the time. They just don't know where I am.
They just don't know where I am.
I use that all the time. I really do. I love it. All right. Well, I'm very excited for you and your journey with Real Housewives of the Potomac. Next, let's talk about what? What happened? Do you hear dogs barking?
No.
Okay, good.
The place I was going to order from is closed on DoorDash. So, like, definitely a sign that I should not order food.
Or food, yeah. Like, I guess.
Okay, thank you. I've been humbled. Thanks.
Yes. Yeah, that's so funny. All right, pop culture. We have a few today.
What's going on?
Okay, so Morgan Wallen throws a chair off the rooftop. And
my God. What were you guys expecting from this man?
Right.
Were you expecting him to not elicit that kind of, or like whatever, engage in that kind of behavior?
Right. Yeah. After he finds out his ex elopes, I was like, oh. But also, like, same.
I'm not going to say it, but like,
I wouldn't throw a chair off of a rooftop, but I will listen, be like, are you fucking kidding me?
Listen, and we can all totally understand getting emotional and getting upset in that moment. You're a human being. You are not perfect. You have flaws. You're emotional. The things that people do and say affect you, unless you're a sociopath or psychopath, but like, whatever.
But honey, you're 30. But
going that far with it is what's the problem. Mm-hmm. It's like, that's when you need to reevaluate your drinking habits.
Yeah.
Because why the fuck are you endangering somebody else when you're drinking? Yeah. And I'm talking like emotionally, mentally, physically.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't, like, if you ever get drunk to the point where you're doing stuff like that, like, you need to reevaluate your drinking situation.
Oh my gosh. I get
because
so
not
scared.
Okay. Literally never okay.
I always say,
someone who's been on the receiving end of that kind of behavior, it's traumatizing as fuck.
Yes. Yeah.
Because the person usually doesn't remember in the morning.
Right. Right. Meanwhile, you remember everything. You're like, okay.
Exactly.
Like, anytime I'm out, when I like am with people and someone like is an angry drunk, I just can't stand it. Like, I don't want to be anywhere near this person. So if it's something like that where he was drinking and he's angry, like I cannot fathom people like that because it scares me. It brings up trauma. Like it's just too much.
It's not okay.
Because like when I drink, like I'm very fun. I'm very loving. I'm very this was not fun.
And occasionally like, I'll cry a little.
I'll cry. Right. Like I will cry in the bathroom.
I never want it to ruin anybody else's night. And and there have been like one, maybe two occasions where like I was very depressed.
Yeah.
And I vented to somebody and they thought I was violating their boundaries. And like, sure, probably I did a little bit, but also like they should, it's a like catch 22, like whatever.
Right. Right.
But like, that's really the worst I'll get. And it's only happened like two or three times. No, twice, like twice.
Yeah.
And like, most of the time I'm just very fun and happy and I'll overshare and I talk a
lot. Yes. Yes.
And then like literally like 5 out of 100 times, maybe I'll cry.
Yeah. Yeah. So with stuff like that, I think he needs to, like you said, reevaluate his drinking habits and going from there. But Stephanie is going to Nashville and the day of his court hearing is the day of the concert. Steph is going to see him in concert.
We'll see if he makes it to that concert.
Right. I'm like, Steph, what if they're like, you're arrested without bail? Like, who knows?
Yeah. Like you're going to jail until you're fucking hearing or whatever.
Him, people are dying. Like, and now that's it. Calvin Harris's wife says that she listens to Taylor Swift when he's not home.
And that's hilarious.
I'm
literally obsessed.
Because they dated for a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really funny.
Yeah.
Good for her.
No, that's what I said too. I said,
Good for her.
Yeah.
Good for her.
But also, like, imagine, like, having an ex and their songs are always on the radio. Like, I don't know how I would feel.
Imagine being my ex and I have a podcast.
And your podcast is on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google podcast.
I know that bitch has Spotify. He's still on my family plan. He paid me out for the year, so it's
good. That's nice. And the last thing with pop culture, it's more of just a statement, but Zendaya is gorgeous. She literally is like our Hollywood starlet. And like definitely for our generation, for sure.
I know. She can pull off any look.
Literally anything. And she had awesome tennis shoes. I'll post it on our social blend Instagram. She had tennis shoes that were literally tennis shoes, like shoes that were like had tennis balls.
Wait, did she post this on her Instagram?
Yes, she posted it. I should have sent it to you.
I'm looking right now. No, you didn't though, but I'm looking right now.
My God. You
done fucked up. Now I can't find it. Now it's not here. So it's fine. What I want to add about pop culture, oh my God, have you guys seen Dev Patel lately?
No, who's that? Who is Dev Patel?
Oh my God.
Here.
Oh my God, I'm obsessed with those. Wait, what brand are they?
I was like, Gracie could literally fucking rock them.
I know, I could fucking rock them, but what brand are they? I bet I know what they are.
Doesn't say.
What, they're not tagged?
No.
Okay. Dev Patel, have you seen Slumdog Millionaire?
Yes.
He's the Indian guy, the main guy.
Oh, okay.
Oh my God, he's so hot. Like, I'm like, this cannot be the same Dev Patel from Skins, because that's weird.
We don't talk about that.
But also, my body is feeling things. But I don't think I should be expressing right now. No, I'm just kidding.
You're like,
No, but he looks very good.
Wow. What's his name? How do you spell it?
D-E-V.
D-E-V.
And then Patel.
Oh.
D-E-V and then Patel.
Yeah.
Like, you could spell Patel, right?
Yeah. Hello.
Hello.
Like, hello. Oh, okay.
No. What are you even doing, dude? Okay. Oh. I'm going to send you a photo of him. That is not... You think I'm getting all worked up about that?
Right. I was like, okay, everyone has their own like taste, I guess. Oh, yes. You sent this to me.
Oh my God. Yes.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I could agree with you. Yes.
He's very hot. I'm like, wait, so somebody had tweeted, and wait, you guys, I thought about this today and it was too late for me to do it. But I'm thinking about doing a tweet roundup of the week. And I get to share like my top 8 best tweets that I saw because I'm constantly on Twitter. And yes, I'm calling them tweets and yes, I'm calling it Twitter, but I think that's going to be a new segment.
Yeah, that's fine. I would love that.
Yeah. Next week, you guys, we're bringing back to you Hot or Not.
Yes. Yeah, this week was very, like, quick. A lot was going on. But also, at the same time, in, like, pop culture and stuff, there really wasn't much happening. So,
I know. George, you need to give me the login to the Instagram so I can start posting stories to get engagement.
Yes.
Like, literally, I'm going to make him do it live right now. Otherwise, he won't fucking do it.
I have to see what my password is.
Okay. Also, you guys, make sure you do your taxes. Tax day is Monday.
Yes! Oh, my God.
I have not done mine yet. But this is a reminder for me and everyone. Well, I owe this year. I owe. So I have to file an extension.
Oh, okay. Yes. Yes, that's right.
I'm not about to spend that much right now.
No, it's crazy.
Yeah. My friend told me that he's also filing an extension. I'm like, same. Slay. We are on the same page.
That's scary. No, a lot of people I know owed this year. And I'm like, what?
So, hyperfixations.
Yes.
Wait, before we get into that, do you have any like stories you want to tell? Anything interesting happened this week?
Oh my God, honestly, no. There's been nothing.
All of my literally me either.
Like I kind of said everything in the beginning that I had to say.
I know. Okay. So, hyperfixations. My hyperfixation is a BLT with avocado. I don't understand it, but I cannot stop eating these. Why are they so good though? Like I normally don't even eat pork or beef at all.
Right. So a
like, BLT. I won't eat it in my house. I won't eat it in my house. But I've been craving BLTs. I'm like, am I pregnant? But like, I'm not, because I am on a very, very secure form of birth control. So it's literally all good. So it's a bacon, lettuce, tomato, and then I add avocado. Sometimes I ask them to add extra lettuce.
Yeah.
Because then I feel like I'm being healthy.
Yeah, so I never liked BLTs when I wasn't vegan. But since being vegan, there's this one spot that has a bacon, lettuce, tomato that I tried one time.
Like a vegan one?
Yes, and it was so good. I was dying.
Where?
It was down the shore. I'm trying to think what restaurant it was. I'm sad because I want to know if it's even still there.
I know. But, I need to go there if it is.
It was so good. But at the same time, like, I don't know if it would be, because, you know, like, if I say, oh, mac and cheese is really good, but if someone else sort of tried, they'd be like, it's not really good. It's very bland, or it's very, you know, like, whatever. But, you know, I guess it, like, depends. But, yeah, so my hyperfixation is Katy Perry. I don't know what's going on.
For real?
Yeah, so her last album, Smile, I've just been playing that on repeat, like, for the past 3 days. I don't know what's going on. But
wait, like, what is this song?
No, Smile's the album.
Oh, what?
But there is a song called Smile on there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But yeah, I love it. It's such a good song. It's just a good album. Like, I love it. So I've been, like, playing that on repeat, and I'm almost fizzling out of it. I feel like either tomorrow or even, like, tonight might be it for me, but...
I know. I think my bacon, thing. My BLT hyperfixation is ending, too.
You're like, it's ending. But, yeah. So, that's really it.
Yeah, that you guys, like, I'm sorry we went off the rails a little bit at the end. I'm a little bit tipsy. Play for me, love that. Okay, but we love you guys genuinely so much.
Yes, love you guys so much, and thank you for listening, and have a great weekend. I hope
and happy birthday, George.
Thank you
if
so
you're
much.
Listening to this right now. It is George's birthday. Because
yes,
we're recording this on Tuesday, but it's coming out on George's
Friday.
Birthday.
Yes.
Literally, the title is going to be George's birthday episode, and the description is going to be, listen or else you don't want George to have a happy birthday. With a kissy face.
Yes, yeah. Oh my God, thank you so much. But yeah, I hope everyone has a great weekend, and I hope it's nice, and we will see you all next week.
Oh my God, yes. We'll see you next week. We love you. Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.